Shalom, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Daily Devotion. This is the day that the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in Him. We thank the Lord for another opportunity to share the word of the Lord with you. We started yesterday on a thought by salvation and its attendant reward. Yeah, we said salvation is a free gift of God. We didn't deserve it, but God gave it unto us. And by so doing, we are what we are today. But the thing of it is that a lot of noise and delusion had been made with this salvation, even in the mainstream religion and also in Pentecostalism. The whole thing has become a faction where they name it to be born again. Born again is not a bad word, but Pentecostalism had made it a word that it has become a faction. And they have actually turned the grace of God into a disgrace. They go in as wet sinners and come out as dry sinners. When you cast your eyes around and look at the lives of these Pentecostals and people who claim they are born again, they are truly not born again. The life of Christ is not showing in their life. There is nothing good to write home about. And so the whole thing is a filthy rag before God. And many also have, taken salvation, they have confused salvation to confuse salvation, a decision to take, accept Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. As making a decision, salvation has become a decision. Certainly not everyone who is genuinely saved receives Christ or decides to trust in Him. But not everyone who makes a profession of receiving Christ or trusting in Him is genuinely safe. When God genuinely saves someone, that person becomes a new creation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says that if anyone is in Christ, all things are passed away. Behold, all things has become new. God, changes the heart of a stone of such a person and give the person an obedient heart of flesh. In Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 to 27, let's read that portion of scripture. Ezekiel 36, 26 to 27. All right, 26 to 27. Let's hear the word of the Lord. Ezekiel 36, 26 to, A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. Ye shall keep my judgments and do them. The key word is keeping and doing the judgments of God. It's not a matter of professing that you are born again and your life is far away from the works that you are producing. It should be in consonant, resonant of your faith, and that will be a true repentance, or that will be a true salvation. And so that is where we came to yesterday. We'll continue from there today and look at some of the rewards that comes after one is saved, after one is genuinely saved, after one, you know, is continuing in Christ. Christ being the vine, and you are abiding in the vine, producing the works of Christ, producing the fruit of Christ, then you work and receive a reward for your salvation. For the Bible says that blessed are they that are accounted worthy of the first resurrection, for the second death have no power over them, for they shall be my kings and my prince, and they shall reign with me. You see, so appearing before the judgment seat of Christ is not for condemnation, but is for a reward. It's for the good things that you have done in your body when you came to Christ. So it behooves that the first step for reigning with Christ, you know, being part of that glorious kingdom of Christ, is salvation. And that salvation must be a genuine salvation. That salvation must not be any make salvation. It must be genuine. Let's read Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 to 24. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 to 24. All right. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as unto the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For ye serve the Lord Christ. Ye shall receive a reward. You see, so rewards comes after salvation. Reward, though it's a different matter, is not something freely received. Reward ought to be worked for. It must be obtained through good works. We all know, even in our secular world, at the end of every year, the company gives benefits to deserving workers. And the workers who did very well, who worked very well during that year, receive rewards. So much also in the various fields of learning. When one put himself to learning to obtain a certain degree, a certain certificate, when one puts in the effort, after the effort, that person is rewarded. You see, when we start a race, everyone starts the race, you know, but only one person emerges as the winner, and then others follow. The first person comes, count the second person, and finally the last person. You know, but in the kingdom of Christ, the rewards are given. And it is how much you strive. It is how much you your good works unto the Lord that will merit the kind of reward you are going to receive. Shall we read Revelation chapter 22, verse 12? Revelation chapter 22, verse 12. Let's hear the word of the Lord. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Hallelujah. I come quickly, and my reward is with me. Now, when we read further down to verse 16, it says, and I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and of the bright and morning star. So this reward are to the churches. Hallelujah. And brothers and sisters, the bride of Christ is part of or is the church of the living God. So the reward are to the church of God. Them that produces good works. Them that show a fervency for living for Christ. Wanting to promote the kingdom of God. Wanting to support the kingdom of God. The rewards are for those people in the kingdom. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8. Let's hear the word of the Lord. Now he that planted and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Hallelujah. Every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. So, when we come to the kingdom of God, when we are saved, and when we surrender our life unto Christ, we need to work to promote his kingdom. We need to see, the Bible says that when we pray, we should pray that the kingdom of God come. How are we going to let the kingdom of God come? Are we going to sit down just to observe the kingdom of God to come? The kingdom of God does not come by mere observation. We must press into it. We must do the works of God to promote the kingdom of God. When we are in our local churches, we must work whatever in our own capacity, if we intercede, you know, the pastor is there to preach his word, you know, and the elders are in the church, the deacons are there. You must not be only a church member. Play your part to promote the kingdom of God. Play your part so that when the Lord comes to reward, he will not leave you behind. You need to work. You need to put in your maximum so that the Lord will reward you. Paul said, now he that planted and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Hallelujah. Let's read Romans chapter 4, verse 4. The book of Romans chapter 4, verse 4. Amen. Let's hear the word of the Lord. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. See, so we see from the above scripture that reward is not freely received. You don't receive any reward freely. Brothers and sisters, we must work for it. And how are you working for it? You must purpose in your heart. I want to do this thing for the Lord. I want to yield myself for the Lord. I want to make my life acceptable unto the Lord, available unto the Lord, to use me as an instrument of blessing unto somebody. That by so doing, you receive your reward because you have already been saved. You are saved unto good works. Hallelujah. You are saved unto good works. The first thing is that we must make sure that we are new creatures in Christ and have been truly saved by his grace through faith in Christ alone. Then we begin to do the works of God. We begin to work for the Lord so that the reward, when we appear before him, he will give that reward unto us. Now, there was a situation when Apostle Paul met the pillar of fire on his way to Damascus. You know, after Paul rose from that, he made a remark. He said, Lord, what will you have me to do? Paul cried unto God. Paul cried unto, Lord, what will you have me to do? That should be our heart desire. After we have been saved, daily, go into yourself. Think about what you will do to promote the kingdom of God. Think about what to do the works of God. Because after salvation, you need to produce your works. You need to produce your works. So, in Acts chapter 22, verse 10, let's read that portion quickly. Acts chapter 22, verse 10. Yeah. Here is what he said. Here's what the Lord Jesus and Paul said, and I said, what shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do. Arise and go unto Damascus. That was in the life of Apostle Paul. What about you and me, brothers and sisters? When we are safe, when we are truly safe, I am not saying when we are, you know, this born again experiencing, they go in and tomorrow you see their life different. When in your heart you have the assurance of salvation in your heart, what will you have the Lord to do, to use you for? Ask the Lord. Cry unto the Lord, and the Lord will show you what you have to do to do the works of God. Hallelujah. So, salvation comes first, and then the works follow. You see, so reward is added to the believer's good work. You see, the good works you have in Christ. You know, the Bible says we are saved by grace, not of ourselves. It is the free gift of God. But when you are saved, and you come to Christ, you need to produce the good works. And the good works is the reward that God is going to use to reward you. A reward which is so insignificant. As we can see in Matthew chapter 10 verse 42. Of giving a cup of water to somebody, the Lord will definitely remember you. The Lord will definitely reward you. You see, and a reward can also be seen as hidden, as a counsel of the heart. You see, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. Let's read that portion quickly. Chapter 4, verse 5. Let's hear the word of the Lord. For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. He that judged me, the counsel of the heart. You know, whatever you do, let it be in the counsel of the heart. It is the Lord that judges. And your reward will be manifested when you appear before the judgment seat of Christ. A reward can also be as humble as one service of the Lord. One service for the Lord. Let's read that quickly in Matthew chapter 10, verse 43. Matthew chapter 10, verse 43. Mark chapter 10, verse 43. The book of Mark. Amen. But so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. Hallelujah. So, now, as of a humble humility, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he walked here on earth, he humbled himself and serve his disciples, his apostles. He wash their feet. So you also humble yourself. Do not condescend to high things. You know, do not mind high things, but condescend unto men of low degree, so that when the Lord comes to reward, your reward will be with him when he comes and give you your reward. Our time is far gone. We will bring this morning sharing to a close here, and God willing, tomorrow we'll take it from where we left off. May the Lord bless you, keep you throughout the day, and think about these words, about the rewards of the kingdom of God. May the Lord bless you. Shalom and amen.